Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Sissies, I'm very excited because, as you know, I got Poodle with me here today and a special guest I'm going to introduce in a little bit. But y'all, I love Last Resort, or sometimes I call Lost Resort, but Last Resort. And Poodle didn't want to watch. She did not.
No, and then I didn't. I still kind of I'm not okay with myself.
But for liking it, because it's good.
Yeah, I like it. I admit it. It's well done. It's well done, and it could have been a steaming pile of crap, but it's not.
No, it's good. Not. And one of the reasons it's well done is because I love the therapist on this show, and we have one of them here today from Last Resort. Everybody, please welcome Petey Silvera. Petey.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's such a delight to be on your show. Thanks for the invite.
I mean, we've got to start this just off the top. I think everybody's question is, have you and Jenny ever met? Because people are going crazy about it.
I've seen this in the comments. No, I had no idea who Jenny even was, but everybody says I look just like her. So.
That's a likely story if you were Jenny, actually. So I've never seen you in the same place at the same time. So my tinfoil Hattie theory is that you are indeed Jenny trying to do another career, but no.
Jenny finally got away from Submit's mother.
Your voice is not as chickeny as hers is.
Yeah. You don't have that vibe. I see it though. But okay. So that's cleared up. We got this off the table.
That's very important. Yeah. To clear that up first.
Now we're having you on to A, because I think Last Resort is one of the best and kind of, we'll get into this, most needed spinoffs of 90 Day Fiancé. But also, too, there's a podcast that you're involved with, The Last Resort Sessions, which airs every Tuesday after yes. The Last Resort airs, which where you and the other therapist are having conversations with Suki Poodle. You remember Suki?
Suki Krishnan.
Yes. Who she's hosted stuff on 90 Day Fiance before. We love her. So that's what we want to let people know that off the bat, that so if you're like me and you want more 90 Day Fiance content because there's something wrong with you, you can listen to The Last Resort Sessions, which is good. Okay, so go ahead, Poodle. I'm overstimulated.
I know, and that's why I feel like I was here in
I'm
person.
I'm excited.
I would need to tase you. I think what's interesting about the podcast is you guys really get to go into the weeds and talk about in a much more extended format of possibly about it. Cause I think all of these people who you guys are having, you know, these, we call them lonely hearts, and that's kind of a nice way of putting it, but everyone's got relationship issues, but we look around and we all have the similar ones or the same ones. And it's not, nothing's new under the sun here. I think it's a good way you can see it as a mirror for your own life.
I think you're so right on the target. Yeah. Because, you know, I've often said when people say, oh my gosh, there's just so much drama on the show, I said, you could take all of my clients, you put them up on a big TV screen, and you tell them to talk about their life in detail. There is going to be tons of drama. Yeah. These couples just happen to be courageous enough to take it on the TV show.
That's so yeah. true. Who
it is? It is courage.
Calling Ed brave.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I would say that about Kalani though. What Kalani and Asuelu go through on this season is bravery. Did you know 90 Day Fiance, the show and the universe of it, before you were pulled into this, or was this all new to you as well?
This was completely new to me. I had never watched a reality show a day in my life, honestly, because, well, The Amazing Race. That's the only one I ever watched because uh-huh. I do this all day long for a living. So I work with couples and individuals and do past life regression. Right. And I didn't want to go home and watch more drama and more couples and more issues. So no, I had never watched one show, which, you know, I'm really glad about yeah. because there was no filter that I was coming through to work with any of these couples. You know, it was just like, oh, here's another couple. These are the issues. Let's mm-hmm. see what because there is so much backstory. Now I'm finding all of this
out
afterwards. Yeah. So no, I didn't have any context for it.
It feels like, and that's where we're going to get into it. What I love about this show, it feels like sometimes we feel like we say when we're watching a show that we're not getting, we feel like we're either we feel like there's something that was lost in the edit or we're not getting it. But it feels like with these couples, especially with Kalani and Asuelu, with Molly and Kelly, and with Angela and Yara, actually all of them, I feel like we're finally getting some of the answers as fans we've always been wanting. So that's something that's riveting to me about it. But also too, we're seeing just a little bit. We were wondering how long were you at the resort working with these people?
So it was an intensive 2 weeks, solid wow. 2 weeks, 24/7.
We were therapy all day?
So we would be prepared all day because they wanted us, you know, in several outfits to do different scenes, you know. And mm-hmm. so we did a lot of individual and a lot of couple counseling and a lot of group therapy in amongst them being filmed by themselves throughout the resort and having some downtime. We didn't have any time with them that wasn't in therapy. So we never interacted. We ate our meals separately. Mm-hmm. Everything was separate. We were just straight therapists in the sessions. But it was an intensive 2 weeks right. because what happened, once we started doing some therapy with the couples, they would talk amongst themselves, you know, when they had downtime. And it was like, oh my gosh, MPD does past life regression. So by the end of it, every single one wanted past life regression. Every single one was requesting more and more therapy from the therapist, even if it wasn't on film. They wanted their, we were blown away. I can't tell you how many sessions we did that were not on camera because they requested it. Yes.
Was there any cast member who completely shocked you? No spoilers. You don't happen to have to say who, but anyway, was there someone who surprised you so much with the where they came to, like how much progress when you met them? You're like, this is going to be too hard.
Yes, that would be Ed and me doing the past life regression with him. Yeah. Yes, that would be Ed.
Big moment. That was a big moment. And talk about like that. What was surprising to you in, because I think that was last week, I think it aired.
This week's
show. That was just Monday night.
Yeah, just Monday night. Sorry. There's so much from Matt Sharp. I get confused what day we watch what. Talk a little bit about that session and what happened for him and you in that.
My jaw dropped.
Yeah. And you know, your jaw dropped and I'm watching and I'm thinking, so they showed the little clip of me speaking to Liz and Ed first, because I was actually, you know, telling them about what past life regression is and what soul lessons are and what the experience would be like. That was an hour and a half with them both. Yeah. Then I did 3 hours and about 20 minutes with Ed doing the hypnosis piece. Like he was laying on the couch, he did not move for 2.5 hours, but yet we have this 7-minute clip. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, wow, do people even get what this is all about? And he went so deep, so fast, and that he actually fell asleep before I got him to come up to the next level so that he was able to speak to me. And so you know, people are, the skeptics are like, oh, he made it up. Boy, I had 4 cameramen in the room with me. In this room, they made into an office. And I said, you guys, you cannot move for 2.5 hours. You can't breathe. You can't move. And they were fantastic. And they're all texting their wives and friends. Oh my gosh, they're doing past life regression right in front of me. Oh my gosh, we need to go do this. It was just wild.
And they know this. And those cameramen know this guy. Yeah.
Yes. And the thing that strikes me when I saw this on the show was how serious Ed was, because we know Ed is not serious.
Never.
Yeah.
And how you could see actually the aha moment. What came in on your cell memories? It was, I'm not lovable. I am not lovable. Mm-hmm. And it was so profound for him. It was so profound. And I push Liz away because that's my go-to. I sabotage because that's the cell memory that entered from the 1600s that I've been living with. And my whole cell memory is just to entertain people because it's the only way I think people will like me, because he was the dwarf in the circus. He looked like a leprechaun. He was a dwarf in a circus. He was, you know, an orphan. He had no parents. Mm-hmm. It was the only thing that he could do to get people to laugh and sort of like him. That was his lovability. And that's what he came into this lifetime with, is that I have to entertain for people to like me. And it was eye-opening. It was very eye-opening.
It was great. I'm all into it. I've read many lives, many masters. I've done past life regression. So
you know, I trained with Dr. Brian Weiss in 1991. Yes. That's when I started.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Oh, Petey and I are going to, I've done it. I'm all about it.
We do have to talk about more than one thing. Sorry.
I do think that Poodle was a French queen who was beheaded, and that's why he's a bitch. Yes.
And I have been a sex worker many, many lifetimes.
But no, so we believe in past life. And I want to ask, though.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up.
Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
and people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
So we talked about Ed, but for somebody listening, how can sometimes, or maybe if you want to use other couples as an example, but how can, when we're working with past life regressions, can you explain how this therapy can help things that are showing up in your current relationship and the connection of those two things?
Yes. Well, people come to me for past life regression because there's something negative presenting in their life that they can't really grab a hold of. It really isn't going back to their family of origin. It's just, you know, they've had this, you know, this paranoia, this extreme anxiety, and there is no reason for it. They had pretty healthy, you know, family of origin issues. But, you know, when I take them back to a past lifetime, oh my gosh, the stories are incredible. I mean, from how it affects the body. I had a woman with, you know, just severe anxiety and claustrophobia. Well, you know, she went back to Egypt, and you know how many pyramids, people working on pyramids had terrible accidents. The pharaohs actually had their servants in the tombs with them when they died. I mean, all of these claustrophobic ways. So now hers was in Egypt, but then, you know, sacrifices were made, right? In the 21st century, there were all kinds of cults and religions and Salem witch hunts and the burning at the stake, you know, and the being beheaded in England. I mean, there's so many. And then, of course, there's Nazi Germany, because that is where, honestly, if I have to say, over the 30 years, I've regressed more people back to Nazi Germany because of claustrophobia, because they were buried under the bodies in the pits and they were alive. And I mean, imagine bringing that cell memory, because when there is such trauma, the soul is not able to have healing from that lifetime. That's my whole purpose. So I take them to the end of the lifetime and I create the healing, and they come back. There is no claustrophobia anymore.
Right.
It has been healed. I mean, there's just so many reasons. Now, with couples, I do it individually, and then I draw the parallels for them as to why they are together, because it becomes clear as day. It is part of the soul lesson that they requested to come in. Maybe it is for trust. Maybe it is for forgiveness. So they ask the other to betray them, right? So they could learn these lessons. There's so many reasons why I do the past life regression individually and for couples. Yeah.
Can I ask you about specifically another cast member that I was very skeptical about they'd be able to change? That would be Angela. And
And the strangest thing about even by episode two, Angela was saying things like, oh, I just realized that's why I do those things.
Yes.
I was like, or,
yeah, yes. When, that the moment where she said, I can be. Wow, seeing Kalani try to work on this with Asuelu, maybe I can forgive group and be therapy. Softer with
yes.
Michael.
Helpful for
I love, I say all the time to people, go to group therapy. It's like what it takes, took me in 6 months to do, I could do in 10 minutes sometimes with, but yeah, so speak to that. Angela surprised us so much. How is it working yes. with her?
Yes. And, you know, so we all ended up, the three therapists, working with certain couples more right. than others. And Dr. Janie actually worked the most with right. Angela, but she received so, I mean, the group sessions for Angela were just eye-opening. You could see it was one aha moment after the other. Oh my gosh, you are taking responsibility for that? Okay, well, maybe I should start looking at taking some responsibility. I mean, it was wild, the connection mm-hmm. she started drawing. And you could see now, you know, when they were away from us doing exactly. their own thing, you know, it was more typical of old behavior. But I mean, there is such a learning curve to this. You're not going to mm-hmm. have a miracle. You're going to have an awareness. And that's mm-hmm. what they were wanting more and more and more. It was like, it was almost, you know, this yearning, like, oh, I've always wondered why I acted like this. I always wondered what this was about. Mm-hmm. Can I have another session, you know, off the clock? It was, we were blown away because these types of couples, we didn't really know how they would embrace mm-hmm, yeah. it or not. And it was wonderful to see them embrace it. Yeah.
And you worked with Ed and Liz, and who else did you work with the most with?
Primarily, Jovi and Yara.
Oh,
okay. Now,
they're really interesting because when they joined, I kind of went, they don't have real problems. They're just
Petey just shaded the hell out of you.
Well, I think I always thought their relationship was a little superficial. And so some people, you know, can have those relationships where you don't go very deep. However, you're probably thinking like me, that's not going to pay off down the line. After 5 years, what happens? After another child, and maybe she doesn't, maybe she's not as, that doesn't have the same body that he met, the same woman, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's
but interesting. You thought they, you know, were kind of such a good couple, and why were they there? And I think you were looking at the other couple's issues probably yeah. and how dramatically, you know, intensive they were. Right. So on the surface, yes, Jovi and Yara look, you know, like this wonderful couple, but just again, like pick any couple out of the United mm-hmm. States, pick anyone and bring in finances, working away from home, having a child, being from yeah. a different country and relocating. I mean, come on, there are going to be issues involved. And I have to tell you, they were so, Yara embraced therapy from the
oh,
yeah. beginning.
Oh, I
with
love Yara.
Open arms.
Yeah.
Huh? What is
like
this? What is
boys.
This now?
Yep.
Yeah. yep. But guess what? He grew to embrace it just as much. He looked forward to our couple
wow.
sessions. He looked forward to the individual sessions. He really embraced it and said, wow, I did not know these things about myself.
What yeah. do you feel like was the, for them, and I know we're trying to do no spoilers, but because we still got some episodes to go.
Yes,
but
you haven't seen me do that with them, the episodes.
So,
yeah.
But initially, like, we've talked, you know, I think the things that have come up so far and what we've seen are, well, I think in the next episode, Jovi's going to go to strip club, taking them. And I'm like, oh, Jovi. But also Yar brings up, you know, the fact that she hid, the fact that she was on birth control. And also she brings up, you know, she brings up Jovi's drinking and how that really bothers her about that. So what was your take on was that a betrayal of Yara to Jovi of not telling him about that she was taking the pill? Or do you think, how did you work through that with them?
Yes, that was a betrayal. It's a trust issue, right? You have to be able to trust physically, emotionally, mentally. There's all different ways to trust in relationships. So you just can't do one of them. Yes, are they faithful to each other? Of course they are. But was there an emotional trust issue that developed because she told that lie? Yes. And that was something that had to be worked through, which we saw in the group session.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that they showed a whole lot of the process of the therapist, because we, you know, worked on that probably another hour and a half past that.
Yeah.
So yes, those issues were addressed. And yes, then the going to the strip club and, you know, knowing that she didn't really embrace that, that will be addressed in that next episode. Absolutely. Because if you don't have trust, where is the foundation?
What's the point?
Where's the foundation?
Yeah. She really hasn't trusted him from basically until they, even right after they got married. And you can sense that every time he goes out with friends, she doesn't like it. And he doesn't really give her a lot of reasons to trust him in that way.
Well, yeah. And Jovi, I think we've seen Jovi has a big problem with taking responsibility for anything. He really always has an excuse of why he did something. And so it'll be interesting to see if they can kind of break apart those, you know, because we say on the show, you usually don't, especially when you're young as they are, you don't pick what you want, you pick your pattern. And so it's how do we not? So they've picked their pattern and then they had a baby young. So then they're really even more solidified, because honestly, I don't know if they would have made it if they didn't get pregnant so early, you know?
I've said that too. And that's one of the reasons he wants another baby, because he just wants to do what he saw his friends do and his parents get to.
And I think it, for me, I don't know what you think, Petey, but for me, I think he wants another baby because I think Jovi has this deep inadequacy when it comes to Yara, that he feels like she's either prettier or like that maybe he doesn't deserve her. And I feel like this baby for, and maybe this is a spoiler you can't say, but I feel like having another baby helps him solidify that she's not going to leave him to me.
And I think some of those issues will be revealed. But I also would like to add is, you know, he wants another child because that is how he was raised, you know, super, super close in his family, loved the family he was raised with, the commonalities, the friendships, as well as being parents. So he's raised, he wants that same environment. So of course, are there other motivations? Always. There's always other motivations that will come up. But yeah, they were very interesting to work with. And, you know, and I have to tell you, Yara was so taken with the whole concept of past life regression, just listening to with Ed and Liz. She, after the series, reached out to me and she had her own personal past life regression with me. And she's actually going to be on, my daughter and I have a podcast called Therapy Unfiltered. And she's going to be on the podcast talking about her past life regression, because they're all so unique and different, you know. Yeah. So it's very, I'm telling you, every single one wanted a past life regression. It was so interesting.
That's good, Petey, because I need it.
I've one just where there. So Therapy Unfiltered, you do this podcast with your daughter.
Yes, my daughter is, she's my youngest. She's 39 and she's been a mental health counselor for 10 years.
Awesome.
And yeah, and we work together and we have the podcast. We actually do retreats together. We're going to Costa Rica doing a couples retreat next May of 2024. We do all kinds of things and we do mind, body, spirit topics on the show. So, you know, I don't know, we have 80 or 90 episodes at this point. And let me just tell you, can I just brag for 1 second?
Please, sugar, please.
I'm going to brag. So the stats came in and we're in the top 5% of over 3 million podcasts in the world.
That's amazing.
I was so excited.
That's what, maybe you can do a past life regression with Poodle and then we can diagnose him on your show.
Do it. I don't think so. You just want to diagnose me.
I do.
Did you hear that? I don't diagnose. We heal.
I know.
We create a healing. Come on now.
I know.
He just wants to other me. I'm One more question. Besides the fact that I'm still reeling over, you said your youngest daughter is 39 because you don't look yeah. anything older than 45 or 50.
You're sweet.
I want to say one last thing before we wrap up. So you did 2 weeks with these people who I'm sure we've talked about are a handful. How many hours did you need of your own with your own therapist to process these things?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
It was a lot to process. Yeah. And, you know, that was the helpful part of having two other therapists on set. So mm-hmm. when we would have our downtime, we would end up processing together. And, you know, it was very, very helpful. Yeah. Very helpful.
You all balance each other so well. I was saying this before we recorded, and Jake yelled at me to save it, but we see so many people that have a quote therapist or expert and they just do jack shit and it's just not great.
Platitude
and memes. And this, y'all do real work. I am begging for y'all to, we love our queens. Our favorite queens are Darcy and Stacey. I would love for Darcy and Stacey.
Oh my God.
Hey, I'm looking for love. Just love.
Petey, you would need to call in like 4 other people.
But they're the best. We love them. But, you know, I hope this continues. Yeah.
I would love for that to be a spinoff. Get Petey her own spinoff, TLC.
Better than that matchmaker Darcy had on Darcy. That matchmaker was terrible that Darcy had. She needs y'all.
Anyway, this has been so wonderful, Petey.
Yes, we could talk a lot more. No. We didn't even talk about hall passes. I didn't even get to that. But that's for another show.
I just want to. So the podcast, The Last Resort Sessions. Tell us where we can find that anywhere we get our podcasts.
Yeah, it's on Apple. It's on all of them. Yeah. And we did the first and the last session. That's both 2 hours with all the therapists. And then we have our own personal one. So, you know, I have my own and really break down past life regression in great detail. You know, Suki is, as Suki said, my 20 years of therapy is coming out live and all of this.
Yeah.
She was fabulous.
She's great.
Interviewer.
It was a great interview.
Oh, God, I love Suki. And so, and Janie would speak to, you know, her specialty with, you know, the trauma and women. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was very, very comprehensive and people can learn so much for their own relationships. We give all the tools that maybe weren't able to be seen because of airtime. So yeah, watch the podcast. It's fabulous.
I mean, we say all the time, TLC is still the learning channel. Whether you like it or not, you're going to get it's like you said, we're all a Darcy or a Stacey. We're all in this to find love.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, so much, Petey. This was wonderful.
Yes.
Well, thank you for the invite. I love it.
See you next time. Bye.